Start your day at the Torah in Northwest London, Thursday, 7th of Adar Sheni, 10th of March, Rav Aaron Basu Shlita, Purim, its deeper significance. This week's Torah has been sponsored, Lechvot Simchas Bar Mitzvah Shel, Binyamin Ben Tzvi, Ebert, Neriyoye, Yerotzen Shizku Harovus Kenov, the Rav Nachas Simenu Mikol Yotzei Chalotzeihem, Refuah Shleim Mishel Shraga Ben Salavi, Neriyoye, She Yiskel Rufo Shleim Obekor Besosh Or Chule Yisrael Omei.
Thank you once more for inviting me to speak before Yom Tov to try and give a little bit, shed a little bit of light on the Indian of Simchat Purim. Because Purim is a day of the biggest simcha in the whole year. We don't have any other day where we have a mitzvah of simcha to that extent. Because even Simchat Yom Tov, which is greater than the simcha of Shabbat, but we don't have a mitzvah, chayv inish libsume ad lo yada on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah to drink a little bit on Yom Tov, en simcha lebevos v'yayin, but Mikolofen, it's not to that extent as Purim. So, the question is, Simcha zu maya osa? What is this Simcha all about? If a person is misamech on Purim, yeah? He dances on Purim, he dresses up, he drinks, yeah? But he doesn't know what it's all about. Simcha zu maya osa? What's the point? Yeah? It's like a person, he goes to a chasana, and starts dancing. What are you here for? Don't know. Do you know the chosn, the color, the anyone? No, he doesn't know. He's just dancing. What's the point? So the question is, what is the Simcha Purim all about? No. Any offers?
Because they celebrated the times of the Guinness Esther, they had a whole party in the King's Palace.
So it's not because of that.
You didn't get destroyed. You should go here.
The Simcha Purim is one thing and one thing only. Ba'avod Resha'im Rina. When the Resha'im are destroyed, that's a Simcha for the Yidden. I want to show you now the whole Megillah, the whole Indian of Purim, is Mechiyat Amalek, the destruction of Amalek. And as long as there is Amalek in the world, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Ein Shmo Shalem B'Kiso Shalom Kiyat Al Kesiyah Milchamal Hashem B'Amalek Midodo." That Hashem's name and Hashem's throne is not complete as long as Amalek is there. So when Amalek is destroyed, is a tremendous simcha. And that is the Simcha Purim, the Simcha of Mechiyat Amalek, the Simcha of Ba'avod Resha'im Rina.
What do you mean,
first of whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to be mevasis this on the Gemara and Chazal, and you'll see now, beautiful, how the whole Inyan of Purim is Mechiyat Amalek. A very important pasuk in the Megillah. Vayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. The pasuk says, these days have to be mentioned and kept. Nizkarim v'na'asim. It's not enough just to celebrate Purim. That's na'asim. But nizkarim, you have to remember. You have to work out, you have to find out what it's all about. So one is through the reading of the Megillah. That's a very important way. That's why the reading of the Megillah is so important on Purim. And that comes first before you do any mitzvot on Purim. The first thing you do in Purim is you read the Megillah. And only the next day in the morning, then you start doing the other mitzvot. Because the zechira has to be before the asiyah. But the Gemara says, in Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Omed Aleph, that it's also referring to Parsha Zocha. The Gemara says, if Parsha Zocha, if Purim falls on Shabbat, nowadays, according to the calendar, it cannot fall on Shabbat. In those days, it could fall even on Shabbat. If Purim falls on Shabbat, when do you read Parshat Zochar? The Gemara says according to Rav, and that's Halacha. Even so, you don't read it on that day. You read it the Shabbat before. Why? Kedei lehakdim zechira la'asiyah. In order the zechira should be before the asiyah. We say over here, zechira does not only mean to understand the Nes of Purim. Zechira means the zechira of Amalek. What we're going to read the Shabbat. Zachor is a zechira. Yeah? That zechira of Zachor has to be before the asiyah of Purim. The Mishnah Berurah, at the beginning of the Arba Parshiot, he says, Parshat Zachor, lizkor ma'aseh Amalek, mekorin otah b'shabbat lifnei Purim, esomcha le'ma'aseh aman sheya mizeh Amalek, to read it before the story of Purim, which, because Haman was mizeh Amalek, וכדי להקדים זכירת מחיית עמלק לעשייתה. To be makdim, the zechira of the mentioning, the mitzvah of remembering to destroy Amalek before the actual taking place of the destruction of Amalek. וכדכתיב והימים אל נזכרים ונעשים. So, this Shabbat, we're going to talk about Amalek. As you mentioned already, that you can even talk, you should talk about it on the Shabbat table, or the mitzvah of destroying Amalek. Zachor, to remember also what's so special about Amalek. Why the Torah has got such a grievance against Amalek? Milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. Why? You've got to understand it. Because hegyoni doesn't make sense. To destroy a whole nation, men, women, children. Yes, Shaul HaMelech said, Im HaGedolim Chatu, Maim Katanim, Im HaNashim Chatu, Maim HaBehemot. No. The Torah says, Timche Zeich HaMalek Mitzachat HaShemayim. Wherever there's an Amaleki, and not only him, but all his possessions, his animals, his, whatever he's got, you have to remove it from others. The Rebbe cannot stand it. That's what you have to speak about this Shabbat. Yeah? That's what you have to speak at the Shabbat table. Why? What have they done? I'm not going into that. That's another shame. What's the Indian Timche Zeich HaMalek? But that has to be done before the Asiyah. What is the Asiyah? The Asiyah is Purim. Purim is about Mechiyat Amalek. The story of Purim is about Mechiyat Amalek. And the Simcha of Purim is the Simcha Ba'avod Yishayim Mina, that these Rishayim who are connected Hashem, they have been removed from the world. That is a tremendous Simcha of Purim. So there's a Gemara in Maseches Megillah which brings this out. The Gemara says in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Shalcha lahem Estel HaChachamim Katvuni Lidorot. I want you to write me down for all generations, that the Yidden should always read the story of Esther, the story of Purim. Katvu nedorot. Shalchu la, halo katzavti lecha shileshim, shileshim velo ribeim. The Gemara says, they told them, we cannot do that. Because the Torah says, in Mishlei, katzavti lecha shileshim. You can only write it three times in Tanakh. What's he talking about? Rashi says, "Katzavti dechashilishim b'shlosha mekomot ishlam leaskim milchemet Amalek." We're only allowed to talk about in Tanakh three times milchemet Amalek. Katzavti dechashilishim v'lo ribeim, and not four times, so we can't write it down again. Ad shemasu lo mikra katzuv b'Torah, till they found the pasuk. They dashed in the pasuk. Kitov zot zikaron b'sefer. Ketov zot mashi kaduv kana b'mishneh Torah. Ketov zot, write it down. This is referring to what's written in Parsha B'Shalach, what we read, the Kriya of which we read on Purim Day. And also what's written in Mishneh Torah. That's considered one, because it's both written in the Torah. Zikaron, that's ketov zot. Zikaron, mashi katuv b'nevi'im. That's the Haftorah that we're going to read the Shabbat. Pakadti. That's in the Neviim. Basefer, Mashikatub ben Megillah. Where's the third time where the story of Amalek is written? That's in the Megillat Esther. Halo katafti decha shileshim. And you think about it, it's a Marid Gazach. Torah, Neviim, and Ketuvim. Amalek is written in the Torah. It's written in Neviim. Mishulash b'Ketuvim. The importance of this Indian of Mechiyat Amalek. Halo katafti decha shileshim. So what do we see when the Gemara says that the story of Esther is Melchemet Amalek? It's like what we read in this Haftarah. Pakati, it's all talking about Melchemet Amalek. That is what the Megillat Esther is all about. Laskim Melchemet Amalek. So, the way I understand it, the whole Indian of reading the Megillah has to be samuch to Parsha Zochar. Yeah, we had a week spare last week. Why did we read Parsha Zochar last week? Yeah, we have to read it samuch to Purim, because the Indian Parsha Zochar is the Indian of Purim, the samcha to Purim. We have to remind ourselves about the mitzvah to destroy Amalek, and then immediately after that read the story of the Megillah, which is the destruction. And this is one of the three places in Tanakh where the Torah describes Mechiyat Amalek. So I want to show you now from the Dinim and the Minhagim how important is the Inyan over here connected with Purim Mechiyat Amalek. What is the most famous Minhag? I'm not talking about Halacha. Din. What's the most famous minhag which is connected with Purim? Someone asks you, which minhag is something which everyone gets excited about?
Dressing up.
Megillah.
Megillah is not a minhag.
Dressing up.
Disguising.
There's something even more than disguising. Stachmos is halacha.
Huh?
Oh.
To get drunk.
To beat when you hear Haman in the Megillah.
To make a noise about a lobby.
That's the most famous minhag. You come to shul, everyone is ready, what for? To bang on Haman. What's that purpose? What's that purpose? Where's it come from? The Megillah has to be heard in silence. If you miss out one word of the Megillah, you're not Yotzer.
So it's a hefzik.
So what? So what's going on? It seems to be, it's not logical to do such a thing. Let me read you out the words of the Ramo in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo says, Nagu hatinokot latzu tzurat haman al eitzim ba'avanim o lichtov shem haman alehem lakotan ze al ze kedei shimache shemo aderech machot simche zecha amalek b'shem reshaim birkav. The Ramo says, the minhag used to be that children used to make an effigy of Haman. A form of Haman, person, yeah? On eitzim ba'avanim, on stones or sticks or wood. Or they used to write the name Haman and beat it, yeah, and bang it. The Indian that we try to do something which is rubbing out Amalek. We can't do this mitzvah nowadays. We don't know who is an Amalek, yeah, and even if we knew, we couldn't do it. We don't have the power to do it. But we can try and do something before to signify this. Umizeh, says the Ramo, nishtar bev haminat. From this came the minhag, shemakim haman kishikorim ha-megillah bevet ha-knesset. Ve'ein levatel shum minhagun lilog alav ki lo lechina mukbeu. The Chora, you laugh at this minute, yeah? You're defeating the whole purpose of Megillah. People are beginning, there's a rash, there's a disturbance, and they can't hear the Megillah. Says the Ramo, you mustn't make fun of it and you mustn't stop it. Because it's not for nothing that it was made. What's the pshat? Yeah? Pshat is We have a mitzvah, Mechiyat Amalek. The whole Indian Purim is Mechiyat Amalek. We cannot do it nowadays, but we have to try and do something. And we don't realize how much we're doing to destroy the Rishonim when we're doing this. By the way, Mechiyat Amalek does not mean to bang on the tables. Mechiyat Amalek does not mean to clap. That's Simcha. We're not doing that. Mechiyat Amalek is with one's feet. Like that. That's what one should do. That's all. Every time Yens come on, that is Mechiyah. That's what we should do to signify something, to do a Ma'asa B'Po'al to show that we are destroying Amalek. Yeah, the children, there has to be a limit, yeah? They have to know when the Baal Peret starts again, that has to be pin drop silence. In the writing of the Megillah, yeah, everything is normal, yeah. The Megillah is written; everything is usual, yeah. There's one part of the Megillah has to be written in a very special way. What is that? Aseret Bnei Haman. Yeah, the 10 sons of Haman have to be written in a very special way. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Taf Resh Tzadik Aleph. Se'if Gimel. Aseret Bnei Haman Tzarich LeKotvam Keshira. You have to write it like a song. Ha'azinu. You know how Ha'azinu is written? Yeah? One column on this side, one column on that side, and a space in the middle. Yeah? Maniach Halak Ben Ketav LeKetav. Ve'im Lo Asa Ken. And if the Sofer did not, he wrote it like regular. Pisula. It's me'akev, the whole reading of the Megillah. That's not a Megillah. The writing, the whole Megillah, yeah. That means, if you read from such a Megillah, you haven't done the mitzvah. It's like reading from a Chumash. The whole Megillah is written on parchment. Everything is perfect. Word for word, he's written every single word. But just that Aseret Bnei Haman, he wrote it like a regular part of the Megillah. He didn't signify it by writing in two columns with a space in between. That Megillah is Psula.
Why does it have to be written like that?
Why? Why is that written? Gemara says. To signify that the Mapala of Haman and his children, they should not be able to rise up again. Yeah, because when you have a space, yeah, and that space goes all the way till the end of the page, you don't have anything else within that page, yeah. So then, there's nothing to stop the fall, yeah. If you'd have writing on the end of that page, yeah, so there's something to stop it, yeah. But here, it has to be written two columns, nothing else on that page, to signify that they should have a mapala velo tia tikumale mapalatan. What is the most important part of the writing of the Megillah? Aseret Bnei Haman. The Mapala of Haman, the Mapala of Amalek. What is the most important part of the reading of the Megillah? The whole reading of the Megillah is normal. But there's one part when you read the Megillah has to be special. What is that? Aseret Bnei Haman. Shulchan Aruch says, even though it's not Me'akev, the Halacha, it's not Me'akev. I suppose because Chacham never made Leikuvah because it's very hard to do. But it's written in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Reish Tzadik. Sif Tet Vav. Tzarich loma aseret b'nei Haman va'aseret hakol b'neshima achat. The Baal Koyre has to read this part of the Megillah, the 10 sons of Haman, whatever's in that page, yeah? Whatever's in that page, which starts from the Et Pashadad b'Dalfon, yeah? The whole thing. Va'aseret at the end as well, yeah? Which is the last word in the page. He has to read it b'neshima achat. Means he has to take a big breath before and read it all in one breath. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Lehodia shekulam nehergu v'nitlu ke'echad. They were all killed and hung in the same time. It's important, yeah? That means when we hear the Megillah, that everyone should be aware that the Aser B'nei Haman, they were killed together in one go and hung in one go. Why is that so wichtig? Why is it so important? That's the most important part of the Megillah. Why? Mechiyat Amalek. That is the destruction of Amalek. That's what the Megillah is all about. It's not Stam. We're listening to the Mechiyat Amalek and we're happy about it. A very big kasha. B'chol abdei ha-melech asher b'shar ha-melech kor'im mishtahabim le-aman. K'chein tziva lo ha-melech. U'modechai lo yichra ve-lo yishtahabim. All the servants of the king were b'shar ha-melech, they all bowed down to Haman because that was the commandment of the king. But Mordechai, he did not show any difference when Haman walked past. He did not make any action of bowing down. Lo yichra means he did not bow down completely. But lo yishtachaveh, he didn't even bend his head. You know, sometimes you go to a person, you see in the street. Yeah? Mordechai lo yichra. Lo kam ve'lo zat mimenu. That's what it says. He did not move an inch. How could Mordechai take responsibility of going against the king's instructions? He put in the whole of Klal Yisrael in Sakana. The king in those days, not like nowadays, yeah, just signs a few papers. Yeah, he's a king of life and death. He made this commandment, and we're allowed to. You're allowed to bow down to someone in covert. You're allowed to bow down to the king if you're doing it out of respect. So why Mordechai did? So all unfortunately they ask this question. Rashi says in the Pasuk, because Haman made himself into an idol. He made himself into a god. Yeah? And the Ben Ezra says, no, he didn't make himself into a god, but he had on his clothes, he hung an idol. So Mordechai didn't want to bow down because it was either because Haman was made himself into a god, so therefore it was like Avodah Zarah, or he had an idol on his clothes, so it was like it would look like that he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. Yeah? But the Pasha Pshat is not like that. The Pasha Pshat, it was just an inyan of covet. It's not an inyan of Avodah Zarah. So why not? What was the problem? So we, the Svardim, we say a piyut from Rabbi Yehuda Levi on Pasha Zocha, this Shabbos, called Micha Mocha. And in this song, in this piyut, the beautiful poem that Rabbi Yehuda Levi wrote, he says the reason. Nimnat Mordechai misigod la rasha, nin Amalek Hashem mibetin pasha. Yehuda Levi says, the reason is, why Mordechai nimnat misigod la rasha? Why did he not want to bow down to the rasha? Because nin Amalek Hashem ben, he was a descendant of Amalek. How can a person show covet to someone whom the Torah says you have to destroy that person? The Torah says this person, if you can, you have to destroy him. Like Shmuel, he wiped out Agag. Vayishasef Shmuel et Agag. Yeah? And that person, you want me to show covet? It's the hepech of what the Torah is telling us. So, Mordechai understood that this is against what the Torah is telling us. I cannot bow down to a Rosha if he comes from Zerah Amalek, which the Torah is telling us that we have to destroy him, and I should now give him covet? That's not shock. There's a maaser brought down in a sefer about Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Zichron Lebracha, called Ish al Achoma. Have you heard of that book? His grandson, Rabbi Yosef Aaron Sonnenfeld, he wrote this book, and he wrote about his grandfather, the story of his grandfather, and he brings over there a maaser which happened in 1913. Wilhelm II, the King of Prussia, came to Yerushalayim. And he says, All the Yidden, it was in the Irat Kan, that because of the Chavoidoi, they even broke the gate. Shar Yafa was too narrow for his Merkava to go through. They even broke the gate, they extended it to allow him to drive through, yeah, into the old city. You know the old city, how narrow the roads are and everything. Sure. That's where everyone was living. They lived in the old city. There was hardly anyone outside the walls of Yerushalayim. So everyone went out to see this famous king from Europe. Yeah, he was king of many countries. Yeah, and they came to say the bracha on a melech. You say there's a bracha to be made, but Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld refused to go. He didn't want to go. He said, "I don't want to go." So they asked him, "Rebbe, why not? Why don't you go? Everyone's going. The whole clan is going. You're the Rav. Why don't you want to go?" So he said, this he writes in the book, he said, we have a Kabbalah Masoiris. He said, I've heard from Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin was the Rebbe of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He'd passed away already. He wasn't alive then. But he said, I have a Masoiris from Maril Diskin, that he has a Masoiris from the Vilna Gaon, that the German nation, this is Mizer Amalek. As I hope the Gaon goes out. Because the simon of the Amalek is on the outside, everything is beautiful, but the inside is chrome. That is the simon of Zer Amalek. The outside is nice, and the inside is Mole Eretz, the sinner, the Am Yisrael. So I can't make a bracha on a king which is the king of Amalek, which the Torah says that we have to be Moicha, Limchot is Zichra. How can I go and now make a bracha on such a person? How can I give cover to that person and say, Shenatan mekevodo lebasav adam, Hashem gave him his glory to a person. Hashem doesn't want to give glory to Amalek. And this is exactly what we're saying over here, why Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman. For the same reason. Abdi Messiah, I've got much more to say, but you have to know that in the Megillah, it's written, V'noach me'oivehem v'arog b'sonehem. Chamisha b'shivim aleph. Yeah? How many people did the Yidden kill on that day? Bechol Medinot HaMelech. On the 13th of Adar, that the king gave him permission to kill all the enemies. They killed Chamisha b'shivim aleph, 75,000. Yeah? In all the countries of the king, the 127 countries of the king. Yeah? But the Lashon of the Pasuk is very difficult. It says, V'noach me'oivehem, they rested from the enemies, V'arog b'sonehem, and they killed them. First of all, they killed, and then they rested. It should say that way around. So the Targum says, V'noach me'oivehem means they didn't kill stam enemies. Yeah? Those people, they left them. Varog b'sonehem, they only kill the sonim, says the Targum. Look at the Targum in Megillas Esther. He said, all these 75,000, they're from Zer Amalek. That's all the people they killed. It was this milchama, which they killed so many people, was a milchemet Amalek. That's what it was. V'noach me'oivehem, they didn't kill stam oivim, which were not from Zer Amalek. Only Varog b'sonehem, only the sonim from Zer Amalek. If you see the Targum says that in Shushan Abira they killed 500 people, and then the next day 300 people. The Targum says all these were Medibet Amalek. The whole Indian of the Megillah is Mechiyat Amalek. Let me tell you now a beautiful thing. You see the Brocha Achroina after the Megillah. What's it saying? Adanit Dineinu Vanokem Harabit Ribeinu Vadanit Dineinu Vanokem Nikmateinu Vamshel Gimel Cholim. Again and again and again, what's going on? Abu Darham says, all these, it's all cases when Klal Yisrael in the past fought against Amalek. Hadani dinein b'mei Yeshua, v'harav etuvein b'mei Yeshua, v'hadani dinein b'mei Ehud ben Gera, and so on and so forth. And until we come to, Baruch Ata Hashem, anifrat le'amo Yisrael, that's b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. Ha'el ha-Moshiach, this is le'atid lavo b'mot ha-Mashiach. Because the first thing Mashiach will do when he comes, Valu Moshe Be'atzon Lishpot El Ha'isav. The first thing will be when Chiyat Amalek. Right? So that's the Brocha Achroina of Purim. A beautiful pshat now, just to finish off. Purim, the word Purim is mentioned 5 times in the Megillah. Yeah? In the Megillah it's mentioned 5 times. Twice is written Mole with a Vav, and 3 times Chosen, without the Vav. Why twice with a Vav? Why only twice is Mole? So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Talmud Dekra, he says, because there was only 2 Purims which are really Purim Male. You have the full Purim with the whole Toikev of Purim. What 2 Purims? The Purim of Esther at that time, and the Purim which will be La'atid Lavo B'mot HaMashiach. Yeah? If you look at the Psukim, it says, the first one is talking about the Purim of Esther, and the second one says Mole, V'imei ha-Purim ma'ele lo yavru mitoch ha-Yehudim v'zichram lo yasuv mizar'am. It's talking about La'atid Lavo. Yeah? So he says, because only these 2 Purims were a true Purim. What is Purim? Michiat Amalek. Yeah? That only happened twice. Esther, at the time of Esther, they tried to remove completely all the Amalekim that were Bechol Medinot HaMelech. So the closest we ever came to Michiat Amalek as a whole nation was the time of Esther. That Purim was celebrated with full Simcha because we tried to destroy completely Amalek. Yeah? But Bimei HaGola, Bimei HaGalut, and all the generations since then, we have a Purim, but we still got Amalek. That Purim is not Shalem. When will be a Purim Shalem again? Bimei HaPurim Ma'ele Lo Yavu Mitoch HaYehudim Zicham Resu Mizalam Oni Bimot HaMashiach. When again the Purim will be celebrated fully with the total Mechiyat Amalek, then that will be a true celebration of Purim. So this is, we have to have this Kavana, Vayimim HaNizkarim B'Nasim. Yeah? To remember, the Simcha of Purim is one thing and one thing only. The Simcha B'Avod Yishayim Bina. As long as Amalek is there, as long as the Rishon are there, there's no, the Simcha is not Sholem. Because Hashem says, "En shmi shalem ve'en kis'i shalem, ashim achez arush amalek." Then, as Hashem, that when we celebrate Purim and we do mechiyat amalek to a certain extent, what we bang when we say amalek, we are doing something bepoal to bring about, as Hashem, the mechiyat of amalek, bizman karev, the whole inyan of, you say kaddish, yeah.
Yes.
Skadal b'skadosh, yeah? Shemeh Rabbah, we are talking about the Yud Kei and the Shmoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishalom. It's all connected with the Indian of Mechiyat HaMelech and Yimei Purim. Baruch HaOmer Yom HaMelech. Bichanan bin Akash HaOmer Asak. And Baruch HaOmer Asak. Shnema. Al Nai Hafez Lema Asak. Bo Yadid. Tocha. Be Yadid. Amen.